Worse here in San Diego. I've heard worse.
On All Independent Radio and Twist 'em Up Tuesday.
We're not worthy! We're not worthy! We're not worthy! We're not! We suck!
That was my show.
www.aine.aiiradio for the most cutting-edge music.
You remember?
that was one of my shows.
Rolls right off the tongue.
www.
Right, last one.
I wouldn't be making fun, Ashley.
What? Huh? You're next.
Yeah, I haven't heard Ashley. Eddie's heard it. I haven't heard it.
Huh?
Here we go. Here's his last one. Hey, Rob, remember when I told you I want to press play and have it start right? It's like 8 seconds. I press it, eight seconds later, geez. Something comes on.
That might be a part of the promo because I was in college and I was learning.
No.
Not. I could try that.
But good try.
You're still learning, apparently.
Excellent attempt.
Let me ask one question of the men. Are you ever...
Hey!
What?
Hey.
You can't have that on there?
Whoa! Oh, you dummy!
Hello?
You can't put that on the radio?
You are so dumb. You are so dumb.
You are so
dumb.
I'm learning.
You can't put BJ on there?
You are so dumb.
Stupid?
You are truly the dumbest person I've ever met.
Rob, you are a mess. Look at him right now. And he's in there laughing with his toothpick and his Bam Bam hair sticking straight up.
Uncomfortable.
You are so unbelievable.
No.
Punch yourself.
I had no idea.
Oh, what? You can't put the F word and the C word and the BJ? You can't put that on the radio?
Weirdo.
All right, let's go to Ashley's. Now, what station are you... now, is this actually you on the radio or trying to be on the radio?
No, these are... When I would do overnights.
You did overnights. This is you on the radio.
Yeah. And my biggest problem back then was my voice. So, I mean, I have... Yeah.
All right, let's take a listen.
To work on it a lot, so... San Diego Tip Music Channel 933. Oh! I'm breaking away from that song.
You're kidding me, right?
She huffing helium?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, are you kidding me?
I was told to have a smile on my face when I talked, and so I'd get really high. It was
because even now, she's got like a little, you can hear a very highness in her voice, but not like this.
That was crazy.
Is this why Diana Laird got fired? Because she hired you? Is that actually the reason?
No.
Putting you on the radio?
No. Shut up. Because that was Kelly Clarkson, brand new right there. It's called Breakaway. I think she's pretty. Anyways, my name is Sarah, and you must check out Cabana Boy Jeff tonight for multiple reasons. First and foremost, he's going to be at Margarita Rocks from 10 to midnight in Oceanside.
So I'm telling you, I bet dudes thought you were real cute sounding.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like, wow, look at that. A 14-year-old is doing a radio show.
It was a problem.
Yeah, a 14-year-old's doing a radio show.
Yeah, it was not a good point.
Yeah, would people call in all creepy?
Well, no, but it was
like number one with sex offenders.
Yeah. Number one with a bullet.
No.
In the head.
Yeah.
Okay. Drive your butt up there because it's going to be worth your while. There's going to be, Mar's going to say margarita beads. Mardi Gras beads. You can throw them down. You get free beads. But no, girls, that does not mean that you can show your boobs. Well, I guess you can if you want, but I didn't say that.
It's like an infant on the radio.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. Fundamentally, there's nothing wrong with what she's doing. In fact, I think she sounds, if you take the sound of the voice out of it, you can hear a girl that's got promise and, potential. That voice, you're kidding me with. What would she say to you when she would go over? Now, was it Diana that would go over the air checks with you, or was it somebody else?
No, it was definitely not really Diana. It was somebody else, but like it was my biggest problem was my voice. Because
Shauna just said she's so creeped out.
Don't be on that line. Don't be on that line.
Shauna, right. How dare
Can
you?
Can I dial out on this one?
Yeah, you have to hit 9 though.
Trying to call Shauna, our program director. She just IM'd me. How could she not be available?
What the hell?
She said she'll call us, but don't call on the hotline. Don't call on the hotline. We have to keep it free.
Ugh.
She is. Hey, we got to keep you off the hotline, so call us on the request line real quick, okay?
Okay.
But, Shauna. Hey. She's a professional program director. She knows.
I think Ashley sounds cute.
I kind of do, too, to be honest. But
yeah. If she were on, like, Disney Radio, maybe. Seriously, I'm not trying to be...
She'd be perfect on Disney Radio.
Yeah.
It was a really big problem. It was my biggest problem.
Here's the thing that I'm kind of impressed about, Ashley. Like I said, take the voice sound out of it. She doesn't suck.
No, of course not.
Mikey Show. Hello? 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 Can anybody hear me? Hello?
I can.
Hi.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
There's something wrong with our phone. We can't have broken phones during the 28-hour show. I'll flip out.
Flip out.
Let me get Shauna to come down here. Shauna, if you get this, you know, get the message. Yeah, she said she's coming down.
But anyways, yeah, and it was one of my biggest problems. These tapes are from, like, last summer, so almost to a year and a half ago, so...
Last summer is a year and a half ago?
Well, what do you say? Last summer?
No, I'm just trying to do the math.
Last summer.
Was it last summer or was it 2 summers ago?
Fine, it was 2 summers ago. San Diego State Music Channel 933. Stacey's mom right there by Fountains of Wayne. Now, I have a proposition to make for them. I think that they should come up with a song about being in love with the dad. Right? Because you're in love with Stacey's mom. Well, maybe like Ashley Simpson should come up with a song that she's in love with Bob's dad.
How did they get you to stop doing that?
Oh, God. That was
So bad. How did they get you to stop doing that?
They'd be like, you need to stop with your jokes, you know?
Oh, no, man.
I
wouldn't have stopped it. See, nobody gets radio. You sound like a dingbat when you do those jokes, and that's great. You got to do the joke. I would say to you, I'd bring you in,
I go,
try to change your voice and don't do that voice anymore, but more jokes. Do more jokes.
See, not... Like, those, like, no.
Because you sound like a retard when you do the jokes.
They're like, what are you doing?
It's compelling.
That's my suggestion. I don't know. Anyways, my name is Sarah, and welcome to it. Tonight is ladies' night. Are you prepared for this? Ladies, are you guys bumping on that song? It's ladies' night and getting all ready to go? Because it's going to be amazing. There's everything and anything that a lady would want tonight. It's going to be at the Emerald Towers in downtown from 7 to 9 p.m. Round up your troops, your posse, your clique, your...
Shauna just walked in. Are you hearing this? How creepy. Sit down, Shauna.
I love you.
How creepy is it hearing this?
I wish I could do an impression of you right now.
Yeah, I know. Number one with sex offenders throughout San Diego, that voice was.
Yeah, what? Ashley.
Yeah. I know.
Now, Shauna, as a program director, now what would you have said if you would... Put the headphones on. I want you to air check her.
Oh, man.
Here we go. Let's play this.
The beautiful Miss Ashley Simpson. Pieces of Me. That song is too popular. San Diego State Music Channel 933. My name is Sarah, hanging out with you right now, and I want to tell you kids, all you kids out there that smoke, Channel 933 is promoting a really cool thing.
Sorry.
It's the 93 smoke-free days of summer. I had a pickle in my throat. I don't know.
I had a pill in my throat? I'm taking ecstasy.
No, I said pickle.
A pickle?
Oh, really? Is that what you call it?
A pickle down your throat.
Pickles out my throat.
That's better.
Sorry. While I'm on the air, I swallow swords and pickles.
It'd be phallic.
Are you playing hide the salami?
Don't you start. Too early for that. Gosh.
Sorry about that. I had a giant zucchini in my throat. So I want you to tell me when to pause, Shauna, and you can critique.
Anyways, we really encourage you to support us with this. We've got places all over San Diego. You can pick up your smoke-free sticker and stick it on your car. Moms, put it on your van.
You can pause.
No.
Go ahead. What would you say to her? She's coming to you as a DJ. Says, listen, I want you to listen to my tape and tell me, how can I improve?
Well, the first thing I would say is get rid of the voice. Just have your natural voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing I would say is when you make a mistake, don't correct yourself. Don't draw attention
draw
to it.
Draw a lot of attention to it.
Especially by saying you have a pickle in your throat.
Yeah, got that.
And then I'd say slow down a little bit.
Yep, those are my...
She is going very fast.
Yeah.
San Diego's Hit Music Channel 933 with Ryan Cabrera. Yeah, I've been working on rolling my R's.
Okay.
Pretty good, huh? That's what I thought. My name is Sarah, hanging out right now, and for all you night crawlers out there who ever get bored, maybe you're making yourself a sandwich right now and you want something to do. The intranet is the oh so popular thing nowadays. I don't know who.
I'm sorry, the what?
The intranet?
I don't know.
There's something called the World Wide Web. Now, I don't know what kind of spider lives in it, but it's a World Wide Web.
Who doesn't like to be on it? But we did this really cool thing on channel933.com, and you can type it just as it sounds. Channel 933.
This poor kid.
Oh.
I know it. Poor kid. Doing a whole shift with a helmet on is not an easy thing to do. Go ahead, Shauna. Go ahead.
Channel933.com.
Shauna.
Excuse me.
I have my Ovaltine, please.
I like to play radio.
I can do it.
Yeah, and that's where you're going to want to check out our hit
I picture
club.
Her no, doing this in one of those baby monitors.
Shut up. I'm not a baby.
Did you do this with pajamas on with feet?
Yeah.
No, I did not wear footsie pajamas. In an abusive way, it's our hit club. We're going to hit you with prizes. Bam, bam. Like prizes.
Oh, my God. This is genius.
I know it.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Now you know why we wanted her so bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Really easy to log on. And for all the points that you gain, you can get more and more prizes.
It's so confusing when she's describing what's going on.
Oh.
Free passes, tickets to really great restaurants, all sorts of stuff on there to entertain you and for you to check out. So channel933.com is our hit club with San Diego's hit music, Channel 933.
Holy cow.
Excuse me, I have a pacifier stuck in my throat.
Shauna!
Sorry!
Oh, it's so bad.
Oh, man. Well, there you go.
So it's so ironic now because that's, people like my voice. It's like a big thing.
And I love your voice.
It used to be my big, I almost thought that I couldn't be on the air because I couldn't talk right. Like, when the mic would turn on, I'd get so high because I'd get, like, excited. It was really weird, so.
Hey, listen, I think you have a great voice, but that right there.
It took practice, like, to learn how to talk on the air. It's really weird.
But, yeah, we've got examples of you practicing.
Well, that's unnecessary,
yeah,
but
we
okay.
Have you doing something called lip trill.
Well.
How about the M sentences?
Mark my word, any man who plays tag with sharks won't live to see Monday.
Listen to how bad my voice used to be. And then the speech therapy got it all better. Awesome.
There you go. Hey, I forgot to play the legal ID.
At 11?
Yeah, KIOZ San Diego. Should we do that one? Let's do it just in case.
The Mikey Show 28-Hour Marathon is brought to you by KSWB Channel 569. Tune in Thursday night for Smallville at 8 o'clock. Official home of the Mikey Show 28-Hour Marathon is...
KIOZ San Diego's Rock.
Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 11 a.m. and 12 p.m.
There you go. You're going to get to hear that again in 10 minutes.
Awesome.
With different numbers.
Yeah. The following takes place between 11:50 and 12 o'clock.
Funny.
Aaron Lewis from Stain's going to be calling in a little bit.
Nice.
Later on in the show, Michael Swenson's going to come in and hypnotize Bobby Kernels.
Yes.
We're going to do some tone-deaf karaoke. Boston Rob thinks he can be an action star. We'll do some more of that. 5 o'clock today. In the Mikey Show's appearance back in Afternoon Drive for the first time in a year. The Mikey Show Idol. Sky, remember the Afternoon Drive days?
Oh, I remember, dude.
The Mikey Show cut its teeth in drive time and Afternoon Drive.
That was interesting.
Number one in San Francisco doing Afternoon Drive. Whole different shtick, right, Sky?
Oh, gosh, yes. Glad we changed.
It's a different show now.
Oh, yeah, much different.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be cooking with my mom later. 6 o'clock. We're going to be sending a tape to the Food Network.
So excited.
For the next Food Network star. So my mom's going to come in, cook on the radio, and everybody here on the show is going to critique and say, yeah, this is what I think you should do differently. Lots of phone calls coming in. Mikey Show, hello.
Hey, this is Mikey?
Yeah.
Hey, it's P1 Garrett, man. What's going on?
What's up, dude?
Not much. Hey, I have a question. When you used to do the nightly shows, and stuff, like when you used to put like Mandatory Metallica on.
Uh-huh.
When you first came on, before you came on, you had like this little skit that was like, "We ain't leaving, get a Lord Heaven," with like these guys.
Yeah, we still have that.
You play that, dude?
We play at the beginning of every show.
Oh, you did still do?
Yeah, we still play it even now.
Oh, sweet. Okay, I wasn't sure. And then my second question is, since Sean is a
germaphobe. Yeah, he's a germaphobe.
Yeah, I was wondering, since he is a germaphobe, how does he, there's germs in the air. I've always wondered about that. Like, how does he, like...
Really interesting question. Sean, how far are you from a mask? A surgical mask? How far away is that?
That's ridiculous.
The idea of wearing one?
Yes.
Now, Sky, are you a little confused by that, Eddie?
I'm completely confused. Like, I was expecting him to say he has some at home.
Why would I need to wear a surgical mask?
Well, if you're concerned...
Well, you're saying that like it's just ludicrous.
If you're
I mean, does everybody walk around with a surgical mask?
No, but not everybody everybody checks silverware with a fine-tooth comb.
Well, I'm not going to breathe the silverware.
But the man who's concerned about water spots, you would think, would be concerned about germs in the air.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if you're concerned about germs in the water, just me. A little confusing.
Apparently you'd never do that, Sean.
He's, like, offended. Look at him.
Yeah. He's...
Like, we went too far this time, Mikey. Mm-hmm. Too far with the surgical mask.
That's right.
Too much.
For the guy that called in earlier, said that he's listening right now at work with his Mexican coworkers, who usually have to listen to the Mexican music.
Mm-hmm.
We're sorry that all the talk is on. This next 10 seconds is dedicated to you. Yeah, I'll take a... extra spicy chewy Renrita.
What?
And I'll take a muy grande queso quesadilla. And give me one of those rice drinks. That sounds delicious.
Wow. Those sound good.
Aaron Luce is on the inside line.
Is that right?
Yep.
Are you telling me the truth or are you lying to me?
I'm telling the truth.
Is this Aaron Lewis?
Hey, what's up?
She was telling the truth.
Nice. Wow.
She was not lying to me. Aaron Lewis is on the line. Aaron,
how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. It's good to have you here. And by the way, Stain's going to be at SOMA November 15th with POD and Taproot. Tickets on sale for that show right now. Are they on sale now? There you go. They're on sale now. Aaron, I'm a big fan. And I have to say that, and a lot of people have thought that this is sacrilege. You may even think that this is sacrilege, but... I actually enjoy your version of Black better than the Pearl Jam version of I know it makes Eddie crazy.
I do too.
I like it more.
Well, I don't really know what to say about that.
Mm.
I think that one guy wrote it and one guy tried to imitate it.
Yeah, but you did a great job, man. You really sing that good.
Well, thank you.
What was it about the song that drew you to it?
Well, back when, you know, Pearl Jam and Stone Temple Pilots and Nirvana came out, it was what drew me to those bands was the fact that they were singing in a male register.
Right.
You know, all the bands from the '80s were all trying to sing like chicks.
Right.
And you know, those bands came along and they were singing normal, and that was initially what drew them to me.
Aaron, when you were growing up, were you in high school and stuff like that? Were you doing choir stuff and stuff like that? I mean, were you singing from the time you were a kid?
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of came up
my,
with it?
My dad had band practice a few nights a week at the house, and my dad always played out solo acoustically a few times a week, and you know, there's pictures of me like 3 years old with a maraca in one hand and the microphone in the other hand with my dad's band playing behind me, and you know, all through high school I was in, you know, chorus and stuff like that because I was not cool.
Aaron Lewis is on the line with us. Aaron Lewis from the band Stained. And Aaron, I give up quite a bit of my personal life on the air. I talk about how I went through recovery, and I am a recovering alcoholic. Talk about that on the air. And I kind of share a lot of my personal life with my listeners. And because of that, I think that my listeners and I have developed a kind of a strong relationship. Do you find that that with your music, because so much of your music is so personal, as a matter of fact, I remember right before I went into treatment, there was a song that I played of yours that just spoke so much to me, man. And I remember every time I would hear it, and I was listening to it on my way to the desert to go into treatment, Epiphany, and just how much that song spoke to me. You give so much of yourself, your personal life, if those lyrics are about your personal life, unless you're writing about something that isn't. But if they are about your personal life, how do you find a comfort level to be able to do that?
You know, I do it without realizing that I'm doing it. I tend to just, you know, vomit lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I try not to figure out what the lyrics are until after it's finished.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, a lot of times I still don't figure out what they are, and you know what I was trying to say, or you know, sometimes, you know, I might think that I'm singing, that I'm talking about somebody else, but when I go back and read it, it totally pertains to me as well. And you know, it's a relatively odd process.
I remember It's Been a While from Stain, the first time I heard it going, I loved that song immediately upon the first time hearing it, which is kind of hard to do sometimes with music. You got to hear it a few times and you kind of get used to it. And after you get used to it a little bit, you like it a little bit more. I instantly liked It's Been a While. What were songs like that growing up for you that you remember maybe even exactly where you were the first time you heard blank?
You know, I had to be like 6 or maybe 7 when do you remember way back when they had the Kiss Alive 2 show on television?
Yep.
I don't know whether it was on HBO, like, or I don't remember what it was, but I remember seeing that and being, you know, quite taken aback by the level of rock and roll that was, considering that, you know, what I had heard in my house growing up was, you know, Gordon Lightfoot and Kenny Rankin and Crosby, Stills and Nash and,
right,
you know, stuff like that. To hear and see the spectacle that was that show, I remember that was quite eye-opening for me.
Aaron Lewis is staying on the line with us. Aaron, if you could change one thing about the music industry, what would it be?
The music industry.
Huh. What's wrong with it?
It needs a royal douching. Everything is wrong with it. You know, it's fortunately, it gives people like myself the opportunity to do what we're doing, but it takes such advantage of the fact that you know, we would all sell our souls to do what we do,
right?
And they get away with some pretty amazing things, you know. The whole concept of a record deal is worse than any loan shark you could find in any Italian neighborhood in any big city in the country. I, I mean, the interest that we pay them back for the money that's supposedly getting given to us is just ridiculous.
Just on a personality level, Aaron, how different do you think Aaron Lewis is from other frontmen that you've met?
You know, I don't know. All I've ever tried to do is remain Aaron Lewis. You know, not
the reason. Now, I have a reason for asking that. And it's,
I've never tried to be anything other than myself.
I know a guy. I know the guys in a band that's not around anymore, but a band called Systematic. And Tim, the lead singer of the band, he said he was really impressed just by you had a thing, man, where there was not going to be disrespecting women backstage. There wasn't going to be certain stuff that was going to go down and have it be okay with you. And he really respected that about you.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. You know, I think that at one point during being out on tour with those guys, I think I ended up saying something to somebody. I don't remember.
We know who it was.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry.
You know, I'm not just saying that to protect, you know, the names and faces. I don't remember. I don't remember whether it was one of the band members or whether it was one of their crew. But, you know, I was just seeing things that I didn't like on a nightly basis, like, you know, girls that looked more terrified than anything else, being led down hallways by the hand and off into rooms with closed doors. And
right.
Yeah, I just...
Hey, man, listen, I think that is so beyond stand-up.
Oh, yeah.
I just think that's so awesome, dude.
Girls get mad at me nightly for not signing their chest. And I just, you know, even after I explain it to them, a lot of times they still, like, have a problem with it, and I just never really quite understood that.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the bands that you really enjoyed touring with?
You know, I've really enjoyed touring with pretty much every band we've ever been lucky enough to go out with.
Yeah.
Really? You've never had a problem with a band?
No.
Well, that's pretty rare.
No, you know, I really, we've been really lucky in that, where, you know, pretty much every band we've ever gone out with, we've fully gotten along with and hung out with backstage, and you know, we've been very lucky in that respect.
Hey, Aaron,
we're not all that difficult to get along with either, so.
Lots of phone calls coming in. Can we take a couple of phone calls with you?
Sure.
P1 Chris, you there? Chris, are you on the line?
Nope.
I guess not. Hey, we gave you credit for this the last time we spoke with you too, Aaron, is that Aaron used to know a guy that worked for, God dang it, my mind just went blank. What's the record company? You guys are Elektra, right?
Oh, we were. Now we're Atlantic.
When you were Elektra, you were very famous for coining, for a friend of ours, Gabe.
I haven't seen Gabe in a while.
That's right. P1 Jason, you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank Aaron and, you know, his CDs in the past were, you know, kind of a lot of anger and, you know, I was going through a lot of stuff and I just wanted to say that his most recent CD shows him, like, growing and, you know, me and I've been married 2 years and it's just, you know, really neat to see how he's molded and grown as a person through his music. And I just want to say his music's awesome and the most recent CD is just unbelievable.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you very much, man.
No problem. Thanks.
Cool. Aaron, what do you think is the biggest change in you personally between the first record and now?
Two amazing little girls. And a wife that just couldn't be any better.
And I understand, man, having kids, I don't have kids, but I understand that when you do, it really changes you as a person.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it just changes how you look at life in general. You know, for me, it answered all those stereotypical questions of you know, what am I doing here? What is the point of life? What is, you know, what am I doing here, really? And, you know, I had kids, and they very quickly showed me what I'm doing here.
Yep.
And my whole point of being here. And you know, I know that my one true responsibility
is to, you know, assure that both of my daughters, you know, are well-rounded individuals that are ready and prepared to go off into this world on their own when the time comes.
Aaron, what is, let me ask you some questions that are just kind of off the wall, strange questions that people or fans of your music will probably be very fascinated to hear the answers to.
Sure.
What do you have in your pockets right now?
A guitar pick and 10, 15.
This is cool.
2, 3, $420.
Holy cow!
What up?
420.
And yeah, that happens to be pretty coincidental, right?
Yeah, there you go.
And a wallet.
There you go. Aaron. Very personal question. You don't have to answer. You can tell me if you want to, if you don't have to. What is the last thing that you cried over?
I'm a big sissy. I cry all the time.
Wow.
You know, I was, the night before I left, singing Zoe Jane to my daughter, laying in bed, snuggling with her. You know, her pillow was all wet with my tears while I was crying, trying to hold it together and sing the song for her without her thinking that Daddy was sad, you know?
Dude, that's cool, man. Aww. That's cool. All right, Aaron, listen, we know you are on a schedule. We got to let you go. We love the new record, and love your music, man.
Thank you very much. I look forward to being in San Diego in a few weeks.
Right on. All right, Aaron. Well, we'll talk to you later, man.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll see you. I really like Aaron Lewis.
Cool guy.
Good dude.
You're a good dude. All right, let's do this.
The Mikey Show 28-Hour Marathon is brought to you by KSWB Channel 569. Tune in Thursday night for Smallville at 8 o'clock. The official home of the Mikey Show 28-Hour Marathon is...
KIOZ, San Diego's Rock.
Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 1 p.m.
All right, so how much longer do we have left?
Ah! No!
How much longer do we have left?
I don't want to know.
Don't ask me to do math right now.
I don't want to know.
16 hours?
No, that can't be right, Mama.
No?
No.
22.
22 hours?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that is right.
But hey, 16, good guess.
How did she come up with 16?
It was on the fly. Pause.
Sean is very sleepy and drowsy right now. He's
already?
Been like, I know. It's 12 o'clock right now.
I took a nice cocktail.
Yeah, can you take it easy or adjust the cocktails?
A cocktail?
Hello, hello.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Got a long way to go, buddy.
P1 Loretta?
I need a kiss.
Get away from me. I'll kick you in the balls.
All right. Loretta, are you there?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Hard.
I just wanted to thank you for having Aaron Lewis on the line. I mean, it was the best.
No, thank you. Aaron's a good guy.
I mean, I just love his music.
Oh, that's cool. Well, thank you, Loretta.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. I have to go to the little boys' room. Why don't you guys explain who's here and what's going to happen?
Okay. This is going to be cool.
What's going on?
Well, remember that P1 party we had outside where we brought the hypnotist Michael Swenson in?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He hypnotized Ashley.
Yeah.
And made her sing in Japanese.
Yes.
And all that good stuff.
He was funny.
So awesome. He's back.
That was funny.
Nice.
And we're going to do a little, stuff to intern Bobby Kernel.
Okay, good.
So, I don't know, Ashley, do you want to tell Michael Swenson to go ahead and take Bobby back and go ahead and start working on him right now?
Okay, Michael Swenson, go ahead and take Bobby back and get him working. Get him going.
Get him working.
Get it, that
Let's
was, you
get
did
this
a really,
going.
That was really good producing.
Okay, there. Everybody.
Well,
great.
Wow. Go ahead, Bobby, bring him to the office and you guys can
have
some alone time.
Spoon or whatever, whatever
Bobby,
you
bring
do.
Him to the office and you guys can spoon or whatever you want.
Ashley, will you please?
I'm just passing on what you're saying.
Oh, God.
Yeah, go you're the best, girl. Oh.
Okay.
What up, dude?
I gotta sit in the captain's chair.
Hi, Captain.
We gotta thank Taco Bell for bringing us lunch right here.
Yeah.
Sean, can you hand me that sheet of paper right there? I forgot it.
Is it time to eat?
Yeah, you hungry?
Oh, you know it.
Let me see. DJ Banter points.
Banter. God, I love it all when right. you're behind the big mic, Eddie. Awesome.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Ew.
Really?
Well, I get to stare right
Stop
at you.
What I'm okay. talking about.
All right.
Getting creeped out, you guys. Right. Please.
Let's see. Now you can enjoy classic Taco Bell nachos Bel Grande Ooh. With the taste of the grill. Try new steak or chicken Good. Nachos Bel Grande.
I'm inspired.
At participating yeah. locations for a limited time only. Oh, so man. There you go. Nachos Bel Grande. Good stuff. Thank you, Taco Bell.
Mikey's funny.
Hey, Mike.